Hey, we got Steve Koski on the line from Indian Country Sports in Launce. How's it going today, Steve?
Good afternoon, everybody. Doing just fine. Nice sunny day, finally. Sunny and cold.
Well, the reason I'm calling you today, a little bit more excitement, a little more tension in my voice, is because I've got reports they're fishing Huron Bay. There's actually fishable ice on Huron Bay?
There is for the end inside about 2 miles, just a little past the mouth of the Ravine River, Bayview Road, but they are fishing on it. They're saying that there's several inches of decent ice, but they have been on it now for the last few days, and it's starting. It's starting. It's trying to get out farther, too, but it's starting in here. It feels like we're behind, but we're really not that far behind.
Before we get into all the details about how they're catching fish and whatnot, let me ask you about the snow load first. I think one of the reasons why we thought it was going to take longer to get fishable ice on Huron Bay, even with some high single digits, low teens, is usually there's a lot more snow this time of year. You guys don't have very much snow at all, do you?
I would say we have less than 6 inches on the ground on the level. The ice out in front of here and out in Huron Bay is primarily just bare, clear ice.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. Yep. Did you just say ice in front of there, as in Keweenaw Bay?
There is a little bit in front of Keweenaw Bay. Oh. Yes, there is. In front of Launce, right in front of town, there is some. Down on Perch Corner, right at the head of the bay, there is some. It's been here for a couple of days, and who knows, this might even start to stay here. Somebody might adventure out on it shortly.
Well, we can talk about that more in just a minute, but let's go back to Huron Bay for a second.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about what they're fishing for in there, first of all.
There's some that are playing around in the shallow water and getting a few perch. I talked to a guy who had a couple of walleyes yesterday in a northern. A handful of burbots. Friend was out yesterday, had 5 burbot and a whitefish. And there's been a mixture, a splake, one coaster, a mixture of a few different things. They're not getting out quite to where they want. The next step, out to Pine Point, when they can get into that 60 feet of water, that's going to change quite a bit. But that could be within a day or two.
And that's when you start to hit a lot more, whitefish and
yeah,
okay.
Whitefish and burbot, you can get into a little bit deeper water.
What are they using right now for the shallower water perch, warm water species, walleye, that kind of thing?
Minnows, waxworms on jigs, jig and rapalas, of course, small pimples, getting out a little bit deeper for the burbot that they're getting. Actually, they're getting one just like a regular jig with a piece of cut sucker or cut smelt on.
No kidding. Pretty simple stuff then.
Very simple. Very simple stuff.
Oh, and we still got more to talk about, especially the gear they're using on Huron Bay and hopefully Keweenaw Bay soon. And we'll continue with those ice conditions as well in our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.